I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero coming to you live all across the country, all over the world, thanks to the internet, thanks to Aftermath.fm and TalkStreamLive.com. So excited to be a part of the nighttime with you as it gets darker earlier. Call in tonight. Numbers to call 877-733-1011. It's 877-733-1011. Going a little bit off the beaten path tonight. We have to do this. I have to talk about this before it gets too old. I know all of you want to probably, you know, bury yourself in the election, but the thing is, it's moving so slow, and it's getting to be a bore, and it's getting to be aggravating and angry. It's angering me. It is, however, bringing our family together, which I think is interesting, because both Janine and Liam and myself were sitting in front of the TV in the morning just basically discussing, and it's awesome to hear, you know, what the feelings of my stepson are. You know, he's a teenager. So it's awesome that we're able to hear how he feels about all this and what he is seeing in it. And believe me, he knows a lot more than I thought he did about what's going on. And it just really surprises me, and I'm proud of him and his observations. He's giving me information all the time, too. And, but, you know, today I said to him, I said, so what should I do? Should I talk about this or should I talk about something else? He goes, I think something else tonight, he says to me. And I said, why is that? And he says, because nothing's going on. It's just becoming more and more annoying and more obvious that it's fraudulent. And, you know, and he's not political. It's obvious it's fraudulent. And that's funny because, you know, hearing it from a kid, you know, it's like, I just, once again, it's like the wisdom of children, I guess. It goes back to that idea that what are the children observing and what do they see? And they have no reason to be political because, you know, unless they listen to their teachers who try to brainwash them. But that doesn't happen to my stepson, because I would certainly intervene if I knew that was happening, whether he be told a certain religious belief to adhere to or a certain ideology to adhere to. I want him to make decisions on his own. And if he asks questions, I'm there to help him and assist him and give him some ideas on how I think. Doesn't mean he's going to listen to me, but it means that he's going to have an ear. And he's very attentive. He's very willing to be teachable, and he's very willing to discuss things. And I think that's awesome. So we were talking about, you know, how this is all going to end up. We talked about some ideas of what can be discussed tonight. And he says, hey, you know, why don't you talk about that new movie that's coming out? I says, I've already talked about it. He says, no. He says, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about that Songbird movie, right? You just talked about it the other night. And I said, yeah. He says, no. You know, he says, talk about Greenland. And I'm going, oh yeah, Greenland. That's that movie Gerald Butler's in. He goes, yeah. He says, it looks great. I said, well, it's not going to play in theaters. It was supposed to play in the spring or the summer and didn't play. He said, I know, but it's coming out in December. We'll be able to watch it. We'll be able to download it. It's $19.99, I said to him. $19.99. But then they went and bought Mulan without me knowing. I sit there reading in my queue of my videos. I was Mulan. Oh, Mulan was $19.99 too. And they just bought it outright. They wouldn't let you rent it. They just let you buy it. So we had to buy Mulan. So we have Mulan for $19.99. We bought it. And I didn't know it. You know, I didn't know that. Maybe Liam bought it or somebody bought it. I don't know. But we have Mulan. So I guess we're going to have to end up buying Greenland, too. It's $19.99. I think, no, it's a $19.99 rental for 48 hours or something. But I told him, I said, well, what would you want me to say about Greenland? And he says, it's predictive programming. I go, where'd you hear that? He goes, oh, we know what predictive programming is. He goes, do you listen to my show? And he goes, not all the time. I said, oh, so you know what predictive programming is? He goes, yeah. I know what it is. I said, what? He says, it's like you're watching something and all of a sudden you realize, hey, that was in a movie or that was in a comic book I read or that was something. I go, that's what it is, you know. Basically, you know, if you want to speak like a conspiracy theorist, you realize what predictive programming is this. Alan Watt is a guy that came up with the idea of predictive programming, basically a theory that there are those in the media, those who run the zeitgeist, they run what we think. And there are controllers who are fully aware of what is coming in the future, or they're giving you an idea of what is coming in the future because they're planning it. And so they throw out a forewarning or a forestructuring in a fictional movie, book, TV show. And so some of these portents They're an attempt at mass mind control to make the population more accepting of planned future events. And this was, of course, you know, something that was talked about. I mean, David Icke's talked about it. Alan Watts talked about it. And basically, when Watt talked about it, he basically said that predictive programming is a subtle form of psychological conditioning provided by the media to acquaint the public with planned societal changes to be implemented by our leaders. And, you know, if and when these changes are put through the public, they'll already be, you know, the public will already be ready for it. They'll be familiarized with the idea. And so they will accept these ideas as natural progressions. And thus it'll lessen the possible public resistance and commotion. I mean, we won't rise up and say no because we've already been used to this. We see how it was supposed to go. We see it in the movies. We see it in TV. It's like 1984 by Orwell or Huxley's Brave New World. We've read it, we've seen it, and now we're living it, I guess. And so we're going, well, this is par for the course. This is what was said was going to happen in these books that were supposed to be dystopian futures. I mean, even if you don't believe in predictive programming, the internet believes in predictive programming. Retrocausality is something I've talked about a lot. I mean, you may have noticed that, like, if you're on the internet at all, you notice that The Simpsons, they say that The Simpsons episodes are oracles, and that many pre-9/11 movies were indicating that the World Trade Center was doomed many times in movies and TV shows, like The Lone Gunman, for example, or other movies and TV shows before it was brought down on September 11th, 2001. Now, I believe that when there seems to be this uncanny synchronicity in our media, I mean, things that do happen, they happen in a lot of weird and uncanny ways. I would contend that most conspiracy theorists really don't understand the underlying mechanics of how it all works, and neither do I. Okay, I can tell you now, I don't know the underlying mechanics of this synchronicity that's happening, where we see things, we read things, and it's in the zeitgeist for some time. And then when we see it play it out in real life, like, for example, TV shows like Utopia, okay, that's predictive programming right there. I mean, so much so that they have to put disclaimers all over it when you watch it. I don't know how many Ground Zero listeners are watching Utopia, but Utopia is one of those TV shows where they hit it right on the money as to what's happening right now, and they have to put disclaimers all over it saying, well, this has nothing to do with COVID-19, and the characters in this TV show represent nobody. They're all coincidental, blah, 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 blah. But then they come out with this Songbird movie that I was talking with Liam about, Songbird movie about COVID-23, which they're saying could affect the brain. And so they probably made that film. It's a Michael Bay movie. It's supposed to be coming out soon, but they made it, you know, either pre-COVID or I don't know when they did it, but they couldn't have done it with all the, you know, the COVID-19 restrictions. So how the hell did they ever come up with the idea of something called COVID-23? And see, that's the thing, is you have to wonder if this is a conspiracy of people basically programming us and reconstructing or force structuring the future. And like I say, we don't know the underlying dynamics of it all, but we know it's there. We sense it. We feel it. I mean, the mind can create a multitude of scenarios which can develop from fiction to reality. And given enough time, you know, things start looking a little bit like art, if you will. But it's evident that there is a force structuring of something. I mean, force structuring of life, there's retrocausality. It's art that becomes a phenomenon of prognostication, of predestination. It's a phenomenon worthy of discussion. And coincidence and synchronicity are always something that have been a blessing and a curse for my show. Seriously. I mean, you know, sometimes we hit it right on the head. We say, this is going to happen. When it happens, everybody goes, oh, wow, it's synchronicity. It's coincidence. It's, once again, retrocausal thought. And I've been talking about this for some time. People say, well, it's still a new science. Well, I can tell you there are plenty of things that we have developed that tell us of our futures. And maybe we're indirectly moving towards those futures because we've had them printed in front of us. We've watched them on TV. We've seen them in comic books. We live them every day. I mean, synchronicity helps with our credibility when we give out information that's basically a forbearance to mainstream. It's a curse, though, because when people hear the information later from others, you know, we get emails asking why we haven't talked about the topic when it's hot in the mainstream or the zeitgeist. There are many times where people have written me emails saying, why don't you talk about this? And I say, well, 15, 20 shows ago, we talked about it. Sometimes we do 3 or 4 shows on it. I think what it is that people sometimes they just stop listening to the program and they don't understand that every time we do a show, we try to be unique and different each time. Sometimes we'll take on the topic again. If we find something new about the topic, we explore it more, right? So like I say, I mean, it's a curse for us because, you know, we kind of use that predictive ideal or that retrocausal ideal, and we try to bring you things that you're going to have to, or you'll be listening to or understanding in the mainstream prior to them happening. That's what we do on this program. You can call it whatever you want. I'm not going to call it being a prophet because that makes me sound woo-woo, and I don't consider myself woo-woo at all. But there are things, though, that we tend to tap into, or we tend to see this echo and transit coming at us in the zeitgeist. And so tonight's one of those shows. And like I said, you know, it's going to be, like I say, off the beaten path a bit. But I think you'll appreciate what we're about to present to you tonight, seriously, because it's going to give you a little bit of a relief from all of the anxiety and tension we're getting from this election. But it's certainly something that has to do with the election and everything surrounding it, the stories that led up to the times we're in now. And certainly, you'll be thinking outside the box before too long. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.